Just learning this afternoon, did you hear in the news there, State Rep Jonathan Carroll is pulling his COVID health care coverage legislation, the bill, because of threats to his family. That new measure filed just this week in the Illinois legislature would have forced unvaccinated patients to pay their own medical expenses if they became hospitalized with COVID-19. Controversial for sure, but it seemed to be moving along until we got this news. State Representative Jonathan Carroll joins us now. First, let me say, Representative, that I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that this is happening. This has happened to your family. What did happen?
You know, it's look, in my capacity, there's going to be people that aren't going to like what I do. And that's, when you sign up for the job, and you're out there, trying to serve your community and do what's right, sometimes you're going to do things that people disagree with. And I get that. I've worked on things like gun legislation, that's been fairly controversial, and, people certainly expressed their concerns, but was never a threat against me, my family, or anything like that. It was basically telling me how wrong I was. Well, this particular one got really out of hand, and a few things had happened. I mean, the first was, again, we started, people were posting my home address and information about where I lived on Twitter, which was taken down right away, but they started putting out my home address and my home information. And then they emailed my synagogue and threatened my synagogue. And then then we got voicemails telling us to watch our back, and they were talking about my kids, and they were talking about my family. And, I'm always open for a conversation, but I mean, my family comes first, and the safety of my family comes first. And I just don't need to worry about, obviously, the health and safety of my family in these times. I mean, we don't know what people are capable of anymore. It's getting to a point where it's just, if somebody says something, you have to take it seriously. And I've obviously alerted the police and law enforcement to some of these things, and they'll investigate and hopefully take care of them.
And hopefully everybody's okay. And it's so sad. It's so sad to hear that that's what happened, and that that's what forced you to pull this legislation. I mean, that's not what's supposed to happen, right? There's supposed to be debate about these kinds of things. You contact your representative if you don't agree with it. You try to influence the process from a peaceful democratic way. And I'm sorry to hear that you got targeted in such a way that forced you to pull it. I'm trying to think of times when this is pressed in the past, when this has happened. Do you know of anything, any time when this has happened?
I know that we've had some legislation that certainly has rattled people's cages, however the process was handled. I mean, I'm assuming that, people get calls regularly. It just got to a point where, when you're emailing my synagogue and you're sending my information out and all of these things, it just got to a point where I'm like, I love serving my community. I love my job, but I love my family more. And again, in 2021, when somebody says anything to you, it has to be taken seriously. And so, I still believe in the issue I'm working on. I mean, I'm going to separate the actions from the issue. I mean, I still believe in where I was going with that. And in my legislative career, I mean, you can ask my colleagues. I'm always open to working on anything. Like, I'm not the guy that's going to try to pass a bill without working with my colleagues. I've done some pretty important stuff where I've done it on a bipartisan basis, and that's the person that I am. But, it's not fair that, again, I have to sit here and worry about my kids, and my wife, and my staff, and my synagogue. I mean, this is not... If this is what politics is becoming in our country, there's bigger questions that we need to really start asking.
Yeah, and I think we're asking them. I think we have been, and I think this is yet another example why we should ask those questions. I mean, your legislation should be allowed to move forward and face the tests that all legislations do, and see where it goes from there. I hope that you guys are safe. I know people had pointed out there were some legal bars, and maybe if you had a chance to go back, maybe with some other representatives on board, would you do it a different way? Some had said that the federal law was out there, and we talked to a legal analyst yesterday that said that maybe pre-existing conditions, including COVID, are specifically worded into the federal legislation. You can't discriminate based on that for healthcare coverage, and that might have been a legal hurdle moving forward.
Yeah, and that's how we do our job is, you know, we negotiate, we work through, you know, I mean, I'd research what I'd like. Singapore as an example is doing what my bill suggested. I mean, they've done that. Other states have done things where they're raising people's premiums, like state employees, for those that are choosing to get vaccinated. So there are paths to do this. And I'm not saying mine was the only one, nor was I suggesting that everyone go get vaccinated. It's a personal choice. And I think that my bill talked was specifically around that thing. But I think it's one of these situations where, you know, just have a conversation with me. You know, pick up the phone. Like, you know, again, don't call my office. And I mean, I tell you, like, I was called the N word. I mean, I was called derogatory terms for homosexuals. It's called a Nazi, a communist. I mean, I got a whole list of things that people said. I'm like, I asked my wife, I said, would you ever have fathomed calling an elected official those types of names? Hmm. She's like, no. And I'm like, so where does this stem from where we all of a sudden just want to just treat people like they're beneath us, and it's kind of a sad state on where politics is going, frankly.
Yeah, I hear you when you say that. I mean, the name calling is one thing; the threatening your family, your synagogue, and your address posting is totally different territory. And I can see why that would rattle you. Absolutely, I'm sorry to hear that this was the result of it. I just appreciate you coming on with this, and hope that you'll do so again when you decide what you're going to do moving forward here. And my best to your family too, Representative.
Thank you so much, and again, I appreciate it. And I want to thank, you know, I've heard from a lot of people who said, like, look, I didn't like your bill, but dude, like, this is not the way. So I appreciate all that too. So thank you.